Well, good morning and welcome to Faith Presbyterian Church's morning devotionals. This morning, we are focusing on the subject of faithfulness as we continue the series Walking by the Spirit, in which we're going through the nine fruits of the Spirit found in Galatians 5:22, which reads, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law." Why do we say the words that we say at weddings? When we make our vows, why do we say, "I do promise and covenant before God and these witnesses to be your loving and faithful husband or wife, in plenty and want, in joy and in sorrow, in sickness and in health, as long as we both shall live"? Why do weddings include making a covenant or making an agreement that as spouses we will be loving and faithful? Have you ever noticed that this vow seems to also anticipate that there will be times that this vow will be easy to abide by, and that there will also be times when it will be incredibly difficult? In plenty, but also in want. In joy, but also in sorrow. In health, but also in sickness. Financial strain and sorrow and sickness are those times when our vows are pushed to the limit. These vows that we make before God and man are not vows that we take lightly. Even though the soon-to-be married couple is giddy with joy and full of love, it's important to remember that that love will be tested in later times. It will be put under the fire of the trials of our lives. These vows and covenants are made to remind us that even in those hard times, we have promised to be faithful to each other and to our promise to God. The principle of marriage does, of course, relate to our relationship with God as well. He calls us as His people. We are His bride, and we are called to be faithful to Him and to His covenant with us. And the struggle to be faithful can be very tough. Many will be tempted to throw in the towel with God when life presents the most difficult of circumstances. Many challenges will face us throughout life, and we will be tested. Many know that when you're first married, many wiser couples who are married will tell you, never stop dating your spouse. Never stop buying your wife flowers. Never stop telling her you love her. And all that advice is very simple and very practical in nature. They're telling us to be faithful in those small things, in the little things. I think we can take a cue from this wisdom and remember that we must be faithful to God in much, but we also must be faithful in the little. If we wish to be faithful to God when we are at the end of our rope, in the emergency room, or on our deathbed, we have to be faithful now, when we're not at the end of our ropes. It's in those little things that we are being prepared for those larger things. I recently interviewed the seniors of our youth group, and one of the bigger takeaways that I heard repeated more than a few times was a lesson that they learned while they were in high school, that they were to learn to hold on to the things that they were hoping for loosely and practice the small discipline of saying, "Lord willing." They said that Mr. Hanula would say, "Lord willing," all the time. Some quietly admitted that sometimes they would grow tired of hearing him say that so religiously, because he would say it about everything. He would say it about the Great Britain trip, about different events and matters of high school. He'd say it about everything. And then when COVID changed all of their plans, they had trips canceled, the youth finally understood why he had always said, "Lord willing," why he had always said that before he talked about different events. Mr. Hanula was being faithful in the small things, and when it came for that statement to be tested, he was prepared, and he had helped many of the students be prepared as well. It's easy to underestimate the power of the small things that God calls us to, the small obediences He calls us to be faithful to. But He calls us to those things for a reason, for His glory, but also for our good. And as our days become difficult and weary, we will be ready to face the trials that come our way. Now, it should go without saying that even so, we will fail at being faithful. And yet that should not stop us. We are in covenant with God, and we cannot merely throw in the towel when the going gets tough. When we fail to do as we had hoped to do, or as God has called us to, and when we mess up, we need to remember these words from the Psalms. Psalm 105 says, "For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations." And then in Psalm 26:3, "For your steadfast love is before my eyes, and I will walk in your faithfulness." And finally, 2 Timothy 2:13, "If we are faithless, He remains faithful, for He cannot deny Himself." See, even when we fail and are faithless, our Lord remains faithful. His steadfast love and faithfulness are what preserve us, what help us to persevere. And at the end of the day, it is Jesus who perseveres, and He is the one who helps to preserve us and make us faithful. It is His work and His steadfastness that makes us faithful. With that in mind, Paul's exhortation to faithful living is all the clearer, for God has given us power and hope in Jesus to accomplish His will, to be faithful. And as Psalm 26:3 says, "Your steadfast love is before my eyes, and I will walk in your faithfulness." It's in His faithfulness that we live and move and have our being. In Him, we are faithful. Let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for your faithfulness throughout the generations. Even a simple search throughout Scripture shows us that the word faithfulness is used not in terms of how faithful we are, but in how faithful you are. You have been faithful from generation to generation, both in the past, in the present, and you will be in the future. And we have such great hope of that. And we know that even when we are faithless, Lord, you are faithful, and that we can be faithful because of you, because you are working in us. Lord, we pray that you would help us to be faithful in the small disciplines of life, that we'd be faithful in those commandments which don't seem that significant to us. Help us, Father, to put them into practice so that we may also be faithful in the big things when the time comes. Be with us this week, Lord. Help us to put this into practice, for we ask you this in Jesus' name. Amen. Great. Well, I pray that this message might have encouraged some of you to seek out ways to be faithful today and even this week, and that you would also join us in the faithful duty of prayer this Wednesday at our Wednesday evening prayer meeting. And don't forget, of course, to tune in on Friday at 7:30 a.m. with Pastor Nicoletti for our morning devotional then. May God teach you to practice faithfulness this week as you seek to follow Him. Amen.